Good morning, Professor. Oh, God, sorry if I surprised you. I know we aren't scheduled to meet until 4 today, and it's 9:17 a.m., so I am technically 7 hours early. But you did say students could stop by and talk to you anytime we have a problem related to your class. And I have a problem, sir. And while it's not technically related to your class, it is an issue brought on by one of your assignments, so I'm pretty sure it fits within the parameters. Don't worry, I'll explain everything. May I sit? Sorry if I'm not my usual self right now. I, haven't slept. At all. And it's not like I maintain the best sleep habits in general, so missing a full night, really hits me. I didn't mean to stay up. I was trying to start working on my outline for your essay. Find a piece of performance art that, quote-unquote, moves you in some way, and write a 5-page essay explaining how the artist uses non-traditional mediums to evoke an emotional response. Seriously, sir? I can't believe you assigned me this topic. This isn't an art class, sir. It's not even in the same wing as the arts classes. I didn't think I would have to know anything about performance art to do well in this class. And I know that this assignment was meant to challenge us and force us to think outside of the box, but I'll be honest with you. This one was a curveball for me. And I do not do well with academic curveballs. Especially when they're thrown by professors I've been working so diligently to impress all semester. But anyway, I know absolutely nothing about performance art, which means I know less than nothing about quote-unquote moving performance art. So I started where I always do, with research. I googled most moving works of performance art and started sorting through the results. And most of what I found was bad. Like, really bad, sir. It was reductive and self-indulgent and ostentatious for the sake of being ostentatious and, frankly, a waste of arts endowment money that could be going to far more productive causes, but then I found it. Something different. Something that moved me. There's this artist, Marina Abramović, who does these unbelievable performance art pieces. And they're not pretty, but they're also kind of beautiful and exciting and chilling and heartbreaking in a weird way. The one I found specifically was Abramović standing in a room with a crowd of people around her and cutting herself open to confront her lifelong fear of blood. And I had such a strong reaction to the mere idea of this performance when I read about it that I knew I had to write about this. Which is good. I have a topic. That's progress, right? But then I couldn't figure out why. the idea of this performance made such an impact on me, so I had to go back to Google. And I started reading interviews with Abramovic about this experience and reviews from people who attended and art world dissections from critics. And then I came across a quote that hit me in a weird way. Here, hang on, I have it in my notes. Just give me 1 second. Got it. I hate it, Abramovic says of pain. Even if I'm cutting garlic and by accident cut my finger, I really don't like it. I don't like anything painful. I love life. I am not interested in dying. I'm staging these difficult situations in front of the public, using the energy of the public in order to figure out and get free from these fears. I forgot that I highlighted get free from these fears. So I read that and, my first thought was that I get it. And then my brain started going a million miles a minute because what does that mean? I am not a masochist and I don't get it. I don't know what she's talking about at all. Do I? I don't think I do, but I don't know. Maybe I do. And I could feel myself wanting to open another Google tab and type in masochism and start researching and figure out if this is something I really do understand. But I stopped myself. Because I think too much. I always have. And when I remember the times in my life that I have had pleasant pain inflicted upon me, what I liked about that pain is that it stopped me from thinking so much. And so I just sat there all night. And I thought about how cathartic it must have felt for Abramovic to stand in that room with all of those people and run that blade across her skin. About the fear and the anticipation and the moment right before when she took that last breath to steel herself and screwed her eyes shut, and then the moment right after when the pain sets in and blocks everything away, but you're so proud of yourself for surviving that you don't even feel it. I need to know if that feels the way I think it does. Well, not that exactly. I have no interest in self-harm or in sharing my cathartic experiences with complete and total strangers. But I do need to know what the release of being cut with a blade feels like. And since your assignment is what pushed me toward needing this information in the first place, because I was doing just fine without knowing this about myself before yesterday, I think that you should be the one to cut me with the knife right now. So that's why I'm here early. I bought a knife from the campus bookstore when they opened this morning. It's a little switchblade and it has my least favorite version of our logo on it, but I figured it would do the trick. I sanitized it and oh, I wore a skirt because I'm thinking the best place to cut is on my inner thigh. That way, any scars would be easy enough to hide, and I'll just, throw more yoga pants into my outfit rotation for a while. If you're worried about blood getting on your chair, there's a towel in my backpack and appropriate. No, sir. I can be completely honest and say that I do not think that this is appropriate at all. But you're the only person I feel comfortable asking. I've thought about this a lot, sir. I think about everything a lot. I'm pretty sure I am a masochist, but I don't want to do this to myself because that feels like something different to me. And you're the only person I can think of that I trust enough to do this. I know if at any point I get scared or say stop, or if this doesn't feel right, or if it's not what I expected, you'll stop immediately. No questions asked. And I know that you'll help me process all of this. I don't know how I know those things, but I can tell. You're a good person, sir. And I think you're the right person for this. I trust you. So, come on. Let's get this over with so you can go back to doing whatever you had planned to do before I barged in here and dumped all of this on you. And I can finally get some answers and then get some sleep. Because I am starting to think the sleep deprivation is kicking in a little. I've only been sleeping maybe 4 or 5 hours a night for the past few days anyway because I'm so busy, and not sleeping all night last night is really making me feel the cumulative effects of not getting my full 8 hours. And oh, right. You're here in front of me. And you have the knife. And we're gonna do this. Do we need like a safe word thingy or? Okay, good. If I say no or stop, you'll stop. Cool. You're just looking at me and I have to spread my legs, don't I? Nope. I knew. I suggested this. Of course I knew. I wore the skirt and everything, of course. Oh my God, why am I so nervous? This was my idea. Okay. Sorry, just give me a second to, Is that good, sir? Okay. Hey, should I close my eyes? I don't know if watching makes it better or worse, and I don't even know if I want to make it better or worse. I close my eyes. Will you hold my leg down while you do it? Just so I don't squirm and make you accidentally nick something important down there. I really, I like the way your hand feels on my thigh. Yes, sir, I am ready whenever you are. Okay. Oh, that wasn't so bad. Whew, not quite what I expected, but it's okay. Okay. Can I open my eyes now, or? Oh, the other side? Oh, okay, yeah, I guess now that you mention it, I, do kind of feel uneven, so yes. Please do the other thigh as well. Same spot? Great. Oh. Ooh. Oh, cool. Okay, that was, not what I expected, but it was, that was nice. Come on. Sir, you didn't even really break the skin. No wonder that didn't feel the way I expected it to. That was nothing. Are you kidding me? Oh my god. Oh. You're not done. That was a warm up. Sensitize my skin for, oh, okay. I see what you mean now. When you run the flat edge of the blade across my skin, it feels much more intense than I would have imagined. Another cut. Yes. Harder. Of course. I'll close my eyes and... Okay, now that's a little bit closer to what I was expecting. Ooh. Will you do the other side? Okay, ooh. Oh, I like this. I really like this. Again, please. And, can you go slowly when you do it this time? I really want to savor the feeling of you pressing a knife into my skin and just letting all that tension run out. Oh. Ah. Ah! Please do the other side. Oh God, that hurts. Ow, ow, ow. Oh my God. No, nothing's wrong. I just, this is even more inappropriate than I thought it was before. Because I can feel myself getting very, very wet right now, and I'm starting to worry the spot will show up on my panties, and you'll know exactly how much this is affecting me. Well, that answers that question. I am definitely a masochist, and I am also definitely sexually aroused by my incredibly sexy professor using a knife to cut me open. Cool. Good to know. All right. Well, this has been great. I have taken up far too much of your time already today, so I'll just open my eyes and then I can clean up and I will be on my way. Oh, I actually kind of like the way those look. That's kind of cool. Anyway, thanks for all. Oh. You look different right now. Are you? Oh. You're hard. This turned you on, too. I wondered if it would. I kind of had a feeling earlier when I was telling you how much I suffered with the initial essay topic, you seemed almost happy to see me struggling. You're a sadist. Is that why you assign such difficult work to poor little girls like me, Professor? Because you love watching us work so hard to impress you? I want to impress you, sir. And if you let me, I'll try my best to take care of that for you before I go. I mean, it's only fair, right? I kind of forced you to do that, and it wouldn't be right to leave you here like this. And besides, we've already done something totally inappropriate, so why shouldn't we just take advantage of breaking the rules? May I please suck your cock, sir? to say thank you.
Ah, yay!
Ouch. Oh, no, it's nothing. When I bent my legs to kneel, I kind of stretched the skin out across my thighs, and it reopened the cuts a little, but... Ooh, ow. Oh, no, don't worry at all. I actually kind of like the way it feels. I spent so much time thinking about your cock, but my imagination just couldn't do it justice, sir. And you're so hard for me already. Is this because of me? Did you get hard from having a student spread her legs in your office? From holding open her thighs. And cutting her. Watching her react. To a knife. The very first time. I knew you would. The same way I knew having my thighs held open as you cut into my skin would make me wet. I could feel it. I don't know how or why, but I just knew. Maybe that's why I'm so drawn to you. Because I could tell. That you and I we have this in common. Instinctive need to inflict and receive pain. You need to hurt people. don't you, sir? And I need to be hurt. I need you to hurt me, sir. Be rough with me. I can take it. I promise. I want to take it. I want to take it for you. Please. That pre-cum tastes so good. Lick it off there. And kiss it. May I touch myself, sir? I'm so fucking wet. I just need. Thank you, sir. I'll just move my panties out of the way, you know. Harder, please, sir. I know I'm gagging, but I don't care. Please. Oh, I want to feel your cock in my throat. I want it to hurt. I want you to hurt me. Please. Please, I can take it. Please. Again. Look down at me, sir. Do I look pretty down here? With tears and spit all over my face and my thighs, slick with wetness. I'm such a mess, sir. Oh, God, but I'm your mess. And I feel amazing. Please. Please fuck my throat some more. Yeah? Oh God, I felt your cock twitch in my throat. Oh my God, are you gonna come? Please, sir, please come, please. Please come on my face, sir, please. Please come all over my face, please. Please, I want you to mark me in every way. Please, sir, make me a mess. I want to be a mess for you, please. Oh God. Oh my God, my throat. Oh God, everything hurts so bad, but oh my God, the pain feels so good. And it mixes with the pleasure. And oh my God, I'm gonna come. Please come on my face. Please come all over me, please. I need to feel you come. Please, 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 please. Please come. Please come, please. Please, I need your cum, please. Please, sir. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm gonna go. Please, 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 please. Please, sir. Please, sir. Please, sir. Please, sir. Please, sir. Oh! even know what to say. I know I should get cleaned up, but I kind of want to sit here and enjoy being a filthy little mess on the floor of your office for a second. Do I look pretty covered in your cum, Professor? Thank you so much, sir, for everything. I can't tell you how much your help means to me. I felt like I was going insane before, but now this feels almost right. I feel good. Great, actually. A little sleepy and kinda hungry, but definitely good. Thank you so much for all your help this morning, sir. You've really given me a lot to consider. I am a masochist. And you are a sadist. A very good, very responsible sadist. From what I can see. You're also smart and sexy and sophisticated, and you seem like you know what you're doing. I think you know exactly how to hurt me. And how to make me love every second of it. And that is simultaneously the most exciting and the most terrifying thought I've ever had. But I don't know what you think about this, and honestly, I should probably get some sleep and eat and clean myself up and, you know, pull myself back together before we talk about this, right? But I would love to discuss all of these things more with you during our appointment this afternoon. So, see you at 4:00.